relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Well, I wouldn't want to see a light switch go on and off with regard to restrictions, Jake. I would like to see, as we get the level of virus in the community to a very low level, the 60,000 to 70,000 new infections somewhere, you know, I'll just pick a number, even though, you know, there's not a good model there yet. Less than 10,000 and maybe even considerably less than that.
Considerably less than that. You recognize that voice, don't you, dear friends? This is America First with your host, Sebastian Gorka. That's Fauci saying back in March, yo, got it. Nope, masks. Masks have got to stay on until when? Until the daily case number significantly drops beneath 10,000. Well, isn't that interesting? What happened yesterday? The CDC dropped the mask mandate for those who are vaccinated. What was the daily COVID case count for yesterday? Almost 40,000. More than 37,000 cases. But the CDC, under the guidance of the president's chief advisor, the highest paid federal bureaucrat in America, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who takes home a cool $413,000 of your taxpayer money every single year, said, no, no more masks. Who are the science deniers, my dear friends? Does it have to be significantly below 10,000 or does it not? Does yesterday represent some magical black hole in which science does not actually obtain? Or is it that, well, there's too much going on in the world? The Middle East is on fire. The border is a catastrophe. Every gas pump in D.C. is empty. And a gallon of gas in Richmond, Virginia is $6.99. You know me. I detest, I abhor conspiracy theories. But some conspiracies are actually true. The saddest thing of all is the children. When we have the person who is in charge of the CDC, this lady who lectured us a month ago about how utterly afraid she is about the impending apocalypse if we don't take the China virus seriously. Rochelle Walensky gave an interview in which she said, children under the age of 12, because they can't be vaccinated, need to continue to wear masks. But again, why? When is somebody going to ask her, why is that? How many under 12s have died as a result of the China virus? How many under 12s have even caught the virus? But that would be science. Those would be questions and answers predicated on the truth. But as my friend Dennis Prager, a mentor here at Salem Radio, one of the wisest men I know, states often on his own radio show, truth is not a left-wing value. Now, we're still battling with the terminology. What is the right label for the people that we face today? It's an odd concatenation of various different actors, from self-avowed socialists like AOC to proud anti-Semites like Rashida Tlaib Ilhan Omar, but under the same tent with machine politicians of decades in the making, the Chuck Schumers, the Nancy Pelosi's, even the Joe Biden's. Are they all socialists? Can we call them communists? Are they really progressive? That phrase that makes them sound cool. Whatever it is, and I challenge you, call in, give me, and I don't want funny, quippy, you know, demoncrats. I'm beyond that right now. I want serious, philosophically sound adjectives or nouns for who these people are that apply to all of them in their destructive, un-American, anti-American politics. But let me make a connection that may have escaped you because it's not your world. It's my world. National security. One of the most important things I've ever read when it comes to understanding the threats, not just to America, but to our civilization, is a formerly secret document written by a diplomat sitting in our embassy in Moscow in 1946. It is formally known as the Long Telegram and was written by a man called Kennan, who was in charge of the embassy while his boss, the ambassador, Avril Harriman, was on vacation. He had gone back to D.C. for the Christmas break. And there was a little bit of a crisis here in the capital because the government, the Truman administration, were puzzled. What is Uncle Joe doing? Stalin fought with us to defeat the Nazis, and now he's on the brink of trying to take Berlin. He's installing communist governments in Central Europe, despite the fact he promised that they could choose their own regimes, be democratic. What's going on with Joe? And a man who had studied Russia for decades, steeped in the language and the history, said, well, this is my opportunity to shine. The boss is away. I'm going to answer this telegram, and I'm going to write a multi-thousand word analysis on what is the Soviet Union. And it was labeled The Sources of Soviet Conduct. It's a historic document. I've used it all my teaching career to illustrate when America got it right, when we analyzed our enemy and truly understood who they are. It would eventually be rewritten as a declassified article, pseudonymously published in Foreign Affairs under the name of Mr. X. And you can read it. It's been declassified in its original version, and you can read the original Mr. X. telegram or article. And there's one passage that is absolutely relevant to today, whether it's masks, whether it's the border, whether it's freedom of speech, Second Amendment, the right to life. And it speaks to who the Democrats are. It's a description of the Communist Party's relationship to the truth. Kennan stated, "Truth for the Soviet elite, for the CCP, for the Politburo, for the Central Committee, is simply that which is most useful to their political cause. If on Monday it's the sky is blue, but on Tuesday it's the sky is brown, so be it. There is no objective truth. And whether it's significantly less than 10,000 COVID cases a day or 37,000 COVID cases a day that allows us to take our masks off or not, it doesn't matter. There is no truth. It is all about power. Power over you. Whether it was the Soviets and the benighted Russian people, or whether it's the Democrats and you today. Educate yourself, stand up, and be committed to the truth, because we are its guardians. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Relief Factor. Pain relief that is 100% drug-free and pain relief that actually works. I took it 2 years ago for 2 weeks, lost my lower back pain, and I'm still pain-free today. That's how good it is. And that's the story for tens of thousands of Americans like Alicia in California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That should be you. That could be you. Find out today by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com.
We've waited long enough. Let's get back to work. It's the Great American Comeback with Trish Regan.
What I would say for the younger children, those who can't get vaccinated right now, is that we would still recommend we treat them as if they are unvaccinated and they should wear masks.
Why? It's child abuse. They're not in danger. They're not 260-pound, 75-year-old individuals with insulin issues. That's the CDC director again denying science, and we will not let her. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. It's Friday, and we are going to give you a double dose because things just require it of Trish Regan, the host of the Trish Intel podcast. Follow her right now, Trish_Regan. So much economic, financial market news to discuss with you. But first things first, please help me. I've gone on your Twitter feed. I've just reposted the article on Dogecoin. What is Elon Musk, who otherwise I have a little soft spot for, saying, no more Bitcoin, can't buy my car with Bitcoin, no more Teslas, because you got to use electricity to mine Bitcoin and you need coal. Dude, what do you think charges Tesla vehicles? Windmills? Can you explain what's going on? The Dogecoin, Bitcoin, huge fluctuations in just the last week.
Wow, I know. And it's kind of schizo, right?
Yes.
So one of the problems, if you ask me, with some of these cryptos is that you have guys like Elon Musk that are, well, they have the ability to influence this in a massive way, right? So if he says, guess what, I'm not going to take Bitcoin anymore for Tesla, well, that's a big reaction that the market's having.
Huge.
Right? Because his endorsement was a really big deal. So, look, it's a volatile sector. I still believe in it.
Stop that, Trish Regan, because we trust you. Okay, that's why you're here. You're a regular America First. Why? If you have issues with fiat currency, well, this is the ultimate version of intangible, not fixed to some kind of tangible asset like gold currency. Why are you a fan of crypto?
So I'm a fan of crypto because I don't like, Seb, what the central banking system has done along with our government to our own currency, right? You look at what's happening right now. We've printed so much money. We just had another $1.9 trillion round of stimulus. We're going to get more of it. Have you seen the inflation numbers?
We're going to talk about that.
Inflation numbers. So you combine that with a Federal Reserve that's out there doing its asset buying, right, buying up bonds in an attempt to lower interest rates and thereby really artificially influencing our currency. And what do you get? You get a scenario where I can't entirely imagine this. Trust the U.S. dollar, which is really bothersome. You know, where are my Swiss francs when I need them, or Bitcoin for that matter, and so or gold. So increasingly, you're going to live in an environment, I fear, where we can't trust the world's reserve currency the way we should be able to, because we have too many spendthrifts in Washington, D.C. As such, it will be a store of value, just as gold has been for thousands and thousands of years. This is sort of the, you know, electronic computer-like version of it, if you would. So I still like it. I don't see it as a currency the way some have talked about. I think there's other cryptos you could be looking to. Ethereum, the Ethereum blockchain is pretty terrific for that. But I do like Bitcoin overall, despite what Elon Musk is doing.
So here's what I learned. You're the expert, I'm not, but I'm a customer, I'm a consumer. I sat down, had a very long discussion with a new financial advisor I've hired, friend of my wife's family, and it was a scary meeting. Because this guy was impressive. He's prepared to buck the trend. He's an outlier in terms of what he has developed over the years. And he said to me, the whole market's changing. Bonds are dead. The idea that you invest in assets is the mistake. You've got to increase income. You've got to have things that generate income. That's the way to go. If you're looking at classic bond purchases or anything else, it's just not going to provide what you need over the long term. Are you afraid that there's going to be a systemic restructuring of not just American economic underlying reality, but also global economic markets in the foreseeable future, Trish Regan?
This is what they want, Seb. Okay, this is why this moment in time is so important, and it's so critical that everyone, I'm sorry, you know, the Liz Cheney stuff, listen, you're either a capitalist or a socialist in this environment, because Joe Biden was not the, you know, just the nice guy, right, who was going to come into office. He's coming armed with an entirely different system that he wants for our world order, not just the USA. I'm extremely troubled by it. You've heard Janet Yellen talk about her global tax, how she wants every country all over the world to have at least a 15% tax. I mean, these are people that are pretty radical in their views of the economy, that are very disdainful of the best economic system that has lifted more people out of poverty than any other system in the world, and that is capitalism. So yes, I'm worried. And this is why I hope all hands are on deck and that everybody unites. And I'm talking about people in the middle, too, because I don't believe that Americans are going to get their head around this socialist nonsense that will drive our country into a form of despair. I think Americans are pretty smart at the end of the day. And they got a little deceived.
But let me push back on that. Look at the figures. We've got millions of jobs empty because people are picking up $600 extra to stay at home on top of their unemployment. So is that not a countervailing piece of evidence to the fact that Americans believe in capitalism if they're sitting at home just waiting for that government handout?
Because they are capitalists, right? They're not stupid. I mean, it's pretty hard to compete when Uncle Joe's offering $600 not to get off your couch. It's pretty hard to say, okay, now I'm going to go wash dishes. $300 from federal, often $300 from state. So you get to a number that in many cases is like $600, which is better than washing dishes. But you see a lot of people in this environment, I believe, are still doing things in the gig economy, right? For cash under the table. This troubles me because I don't want to be like Europe. And that's exactly what happens in Europe. You have a very high unemployment rate, typically, but a lot of people are doing things under the table. I mean, can we talk Greece for a second, right? Where part of their problem was nobody was paying their taxes. We don't want a system like that. I think Americans overall, I've got to believe, don't want that. I do think they take advantage of the situation as it is. They're not dumb. People are logical. And Uncle Joe's paying well.
I'm going to take my life in my hands here and live on radio in front of millions. I'm going to correct Trish Regan. In Greece, where they were taking money under the table, where they are taking money under the table. I lived there for 20... Oh, my gosh.
Really?
How long have I lived? 28 years. Europeans, they love that cash economy. Pay me under the table. Who needs a receipt? But she knows that. Follow her right now, TrishIntel.com. So much more to discuss with her. The Trish Intel podcast. We're going to discuss inflation as well, what it means to you. Twitter handle Trish_Regan. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, happy Friday. But don't touch that dial.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
You know when somebody's got a good Twitter feed? When you just go down it and you want to retweet everything that's on her Twitter feed because it's so good. I have, from the attacks against Wonder Woman to what's happening with Dogecoin. Follow her right now, Trish_Regan on Twitter. Subscribe to the Trish Intel podcast and go to TrishIntel.com. And we're just exploiting her mercilessly today. Why? Because we need the facts. We need the truth. Even if they're going to censor you on Facebook, you come here, you listen to the show, you go to Rumble, and you get all the facts you need to know. So I want to talk about inflation, but I know it's front and center for you. The cyber attack. My old life was counterterrorism. We had a saying from Maggie Thatcher in the UK all the way through, you do not negotiate with terrorists. The same thing with cyber hackers. And please don't tell me, Colonial, that you only paid them $5 million. We know how much you paid them, and it's probably closer to $50 million. Talk to us. You did a video. Give us the mm-hmm. DC elevator pitch. How serious is this issue? This isn't just one pipeline. Of course, 17 states affected. No gas in DC. $7 gas a gallon in Richmond. Give us your take, Trish, on the significance of this week's news.
It's massively significant, and I've done a lot of reporting. You and I have spoken about this. It was in a magazine piece that I wrote for American Consequences about the threat of an EMP attack. I was writing about the threat, really, of a cyber attack on our infrastructure as a whole, but also an EMP attack.
Yeah, let's stop there for those who are not familiar. So EMP, electromagnetic pulse weapon, mm-hmm. it's a detonation in the atmosphere that basically fries any system that has anything more sophisticated than a transistor in it. So it's not malware, it's not cyber, but the effect is the same. You're destroying electronic systems.
So when I heard this story, when this crossed, I mean, immediately my antenna went up. I do think that our government needs to be way more involved than they have shown to be involved alongside private business in protecting all of our infrastructure. They're talking about $100 billion in this infrastructure plan to protect what we have against these cyber attacks and other kinds of attacks, including an EMP attack, protecting our grid. And yet they want $600 billion for social programs like elderly care and retrofitting of affordable housing. I'm sorry, we're not going to need any elderly care or affordable housing, right, if we suffer from one of these mass attacks. So given my background in having looked at the EMP side of things, immediately I just thought, you know what, guys, if we're this vulnerable, right, to something like a Colonial Pipeline attack, a malware attack like that, who's to say we're not vulnerable in terms of our grid and EMP attack? So I did that story. I actually read from several commission reports, EMP task commission reports that were presented to Congress in 2016. In 2019, Seb, predicting or saying that in 1 year's time, if we were to suffer from such an attack, 90% of the U.S. population, 9 out of every 10 people, would be dead within a year. So that's kind of serious. We've known about this actually going all the way back to 2008. So I'm asking, what are we doing about it? How are we better going to protect ourselves against real threats that are out there? I'm sorry, you know, whether it's birthing people's day or Mother's Day, Mother's Day, by the way, but you know, not to get too obsessed with those arguments and discussions, let's focus on the real stuff. We have serious vulnerability. Facebook did not like hearing that. They immediately, within 12 minutes of me posting that, they came to my team and they said, this content is too sensitive. It's being demonetized. We were not allowed to post it, even to my private group. They wouldn't allow the video to exist there. And I found that just shocking, because to me, we need to be able to talk about this. I'm a journalist. I need to be able to present real threat to American people. And we know that there's a big monopoly, by the way, of Facebook, in terms of having more than a billion users. That's where everybody is. You want to be able to access those people. But if Facebook decides it's inappropriate or too insensitive, you can't get the message out. I'm sorry, last I checked, this is not North Korea, Mark Zuckerberg, right? We ought to be able to have a real adult discussion about the real threats the U.S. faces today.
Very, very disturbing. Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, what are you afraid of? Why is EMP, why is that a no-go area for Trish Regan on Facebook? Educate yourself. Subscribe instead directly to the Trish Intel podcast, trishintel.com. Very, very, very peculiar indeed, because that is an eventuality that would make the coronavirus look like a drop in the ocean. Follow her right now, Trish_Regan on Twitter. God bless you, Trish. Thank you for staying with us for two extra segments. We're going to have to do it again next week because we didn't even get to inflation. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Do you remember that story I told you a few months back where somebody at 7-Eleven said they wanted to shoot me dead because I wasn't wearing a mask? Funny how which side of the mask issue you are on kind of determines your attitude of normalcy and acceptance of the other. This is what the man who is play-acting at president, I think that's the best description, he's play-acting at president, said yesterday about masks. Joe Biden, cut 12, play cuts.
You know, some may say, just feel more comfortable, continue to wear a mask. They may feel that way. So if you're someone with a mask, you see them, please treat them with kindness and respect. We've had too much conflict, too much bitterness, too much anger, too much politicization of this issue about wearing masks. Let's put it to rest.
So we're supposed to treat you with kindness and respect if you're a sheep of a science denier. What? Just like the way you treated us for the last year when we said, we don't want to wear a mask because it's our body, our choice? Really? I don't think so. As Chris Plant, my buddy, says, if it weren't for double standards, the left wouldn't have any standards at all. Support this show if you love talk radio, if you love Salem, and if you like freedom fighters like Mike Lindell, the man they're trying to cancel today, 25 corporations boycotting his MyPillow products. Go straight to the site, and because you're a friend of America First, Mike's going to give you up to 66% off his amazing line of more than 100 products, all of them superb, from the Egyptian cotton Giza Dream Sheets to the latest sheepskin slippers to the original MyPillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape. Check them out today. You won't regret it, and you'll be supporting a great American. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, 800-829-8468. Call today, 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Okay, you know me. You know, I live a good life. I like to have fun. Money never really excited me, but when we get a caller who said, Mr. G, Dr. G, you could be a billionaire because I've got a wicked invention. It's Friday. Roll the dice. Line one. Frank, you're up. Come on. Get to work.
Okay, good afternoon. He misrepresented exactly everything what I said. What I said was...
Mr. G doesn't misrepresent anything. He's the best producer in radio, I don't care what you say.
Yes, you're right. He misrepresented it. Listen, what I said was, I want 90% of any money that it makes to go towards the military. And I want...
So hang on, stop. What are we talking about first? What is this miracle thing you've invented?
This invention is an invention that runs on natural resources that are not being used today. It is almost unlimited, depending on the size that you make it. Is there stuff that is in society today? I can't explain it to you over the phone because...
Then I'm not interested. Don't waste my time. Unless you tell me right now, what is this thing for? We're going to cut the call.
It makes energy. It makes electricity. It makes electricity. A lot of electricity. And I mean ungodly amounts of electricity. And I don't want
any
money.
What are your qualifications?
I'm an AFC certified master mechanic. And I, like the Wright brothers, were bicycle mechanics. And they thought and seen something that no one else saw. And they did it. And they made fun.
And why are you calling a radio show with this amazing invention?
Because you know the man I need to give this to is Mr. The Man, Trump, the President of the United States, not this Biden who's a sellout. I understand. I'm not going to believe that. I don't care. I see on Mike Lindell. I've been trying to get a hold of Mike Lindell. I'm blocked on Twitter. I'm blocked on Facebook. I'm blocked on LinkedIn because I was sending out stuff about the vaccine, talking about it's not a vaccine, and this Catherine Austin Fitz talking about the global lockdown, how it was a real estate acquisition where the BLM attacked all these separate special buildings who would not sell their property. All of a sudden, they got no insurance. Now they get burned down, and now their property's worth nothing on mainstream, and it's an acquisition by...
Yeah, you're kind of going down a wicked rabbit hole, which makes me question...
Frank, stop talking.
Yes, sir. Stop talking. Yes, sir. Pot him down, okay? If you've got something serious, you send it addressed to President Trump at the Trump Organization in New York. Don't go down stupid rabbit holes of BLM property, okay? If you're a serious man with a serious product, send the details directly to DJT at the Trump Organization. Thank you. Let's go to Don in Los Angeles, line three. Good old Don. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, Dr. G. I always tell people, don't poke the bear in his own lair. You're going to get swatted.
Look, I'm open to people, but you got to be serious. You can't go down stupid rabbit holes the second you're on air. I mean, come on.
Yeah, just got swatted by the big old bear. There you go.
But you know me, I'm cuddly. I got long claws, but I'm cuddly.
That's it. You're a teddy bear with a knockout punch. Yeah. But Dr. G, first real quick, I just want to ask you, did you get a chance to see Red River?
I did not. It's been a crazy week with my new TV show, but I think I can get to it this weekend. I have not forgotten. It's on the top of my list of things to watch. I haven't watched any movies this week.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. You do yourself a favor. You'll really love it. But quickly, there was just two movies I want to recommend real quick, because you were saying you wanted to make your own blades and forge blades. So I know you're a blade guy. The two greatest sword fights in movie history. One's Western fencing. It's The Mark of Zorro.
Oh, yes.
Tyrone Power and Basil Rathbone.
Yes. Love Basil Rathbone.
Oh, man. What a movie. And then the best one against many. It's a samurai sword fight. It's called The Yakuza. Came out in the 70s. Robert Mitchum is the star.
Oh, I know it. I know the movie. But hang on, Don. Hang on, what about The Princess Bride?
unbelievable.
Come on, when he says, well, actually, I'm not left-handed either. I mean, it's just a fabulous line.
Is, yeah, I spent many spent many years becoming so. You're awesome.
And those guys, Mandy Patinkin and Carrie Elwes, they trained their tails off for that scene.
Oh, it showed. I mean, well-written, well-choreographed, everything. That's a true throwback to the golden era of great sword fights in movies. Bravo.
The bad news is they're all woke. They're all lefties.
Yeah, it's sad. Well, someone's got to – they're woke, but they're brain dead. Someone's got to get them wide awake, and that will be, I guess, our task.
It is our job. Doug, yeah, 30 seconds. Go ahead, Don.
Just quickly, you know, Liz Cheney was saying that Mr. Trump is a threat to democracy, but obviously, Dr. G, she doesn't like democracy because
yes!
people voted for Mr. Trump. Hello?
But not only that, the most people in the history of the United States voted for that president. The most votes for any incumbent. I guess Liz Cheney doesn't like the voice of the American people. Great point, as ever, Don. I have to write another book so I can give Don one. God bless. Have a blessed Friday and weekend. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Please, it's not just the sword fighting. It's not just the great scripts. It's your health. You got to be as healthy as you can. You got to exercise. You got to look after yourself. You got to eat right. But you can also give yourself that extra boost. Balance of Nature. 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables that provide you with 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. I call it health in your hand. It is the only way to guarantee that you are the healthiest you can be. Get 35% off in free shipping from Dr. Howard, the inventor of Balance of Nature, if you use my name. Call 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, balanceofnature.com, code Gorka.
More young people would rather go join the Nickelback fan club than join the GOP because they can't believe this hypocrisy. Look, Liz Cheney said it right when she said that the lies and misinformation being spewed out of the GOP right now are a threat to the country. She is right. I have spent my career in national security. I have worked in those classified briefing rooms looking over the most dangerous threats to this country. What we are seeing in terms of that misinformation is a clear and present danger to the United States of America. And something that needs to be addressed decisively. It is a national security threat.
I've worked in national security my whole life when I wasn't putting hair product in my hair. And I was in those meetings with those very, 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 very serious threat assessments. Yeah, I saw you there. You were carrying the coffee, Miles Taylor. You pathetic little putz. Play cut 13, please.
What did you stop from happening, Miles? Put some meat on the bones for us.
That's a great question. So the president of the United States, the one I always go back to is the border. And I was never an immigration guy. I came into the administration as a national security guy. And as I became the deputy chief of staff, I had to take over immigration and, of course, chief of staff. The president at one point wanted us to gas, electrify, and shoot migrants at the border.
Lie. The same way that you lied on that show on CNN to the host when they asked you. Oh, no, it was what's-his-face, the other guy. He looks like an old granny. Anderson Cooper. When Anderson Cooper asked you, are you the author of Anonymous? And what did he say? No, you're a liar. You always have been. And now, what's his name? Miles Taylor. He's going to create the new GOP. You're a laughing stock. You're a clown. Let's get back to some real people. Brandon in Columbus, line one. He says he can explain that billion-dollar invention to me. Go ahead, Brandon.
Honor to speak to you, sir. All right, so what this fellow is most likely talking about is fractioning hydrogen oxide, which is called Brown's gas, off of distilled water with a catalyst like lye, for example. A 12-volt charge at 5 amps, and the positive pole puts off hydrogen oxide, Brown's gas, which is 26 more times potent than gasoline vapor, and the only byproduct of combustion is water vapor. They used to inject this stuff into World War II aircraft and some of the engines that cool in these water.
So if you know this, if Frank knows that, why is this such a big secret nobody's developed?
The problem is being able to make it on a mass scale where it's cost effective, because to do so, you'd have to use solid silver electrodes. There's been Stanley Meyer, the gentleman who drove his water-powered VW from Grove City, Ohio, to California and back on 48 gallons of water, had it figured out with a specialized spark plug that fractionized the water inside the combustion chamber. This guy is simply talking about making Brown's gas, I think in sufficient volume to run a generator or a turbine.
All right, I think I remember that guy. So the thing you're talking about is Brown's gas?
Yes, HHO, hydrogen oxide gas.
HHO. All right. Thank you. We appreciate the edification. I'm going to do a little bit of research myself because that's what weekends are for. Stay on the line, Brandon. Let's give him a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. If you want any America First gear, if you want signed copies of Defeating Jihad, Why We Fight, or The War for America's Soul, check out our new store, SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorka store, SebGorkaStore.com. This is America First, the one and only Victor Davis Hanson next.